Shir is in Masechtas Pesachim Daf Tezayin. We will begin from Daf Tezvav Amud Beis, the very last bird, the word Dasanya. We saw in the previous blot that we had in the Mishnah, Reb Meir says, Midivreim Lomadnu Shesorf and Truma Tohirim Atmeir BePesach. Reb Meir says, we learn from the words of Reb Chanina Zagana Kohanim that Erev Pesach in the sixth hour were allowed to burn the Truma Tohirim with the Tmeir together. And Reb Yossi says, we may not. The Gemara said that the Machlekes Reb Yossi and Reb Meir is dependent on whether Mashkin, the property that Mashkin has, liquids, that they can be metamor something else, whether that's the Reisa or the Rabbonim. According to Reb Meir, Mashkin can be metamor Euchlin only mid Rabbonim. According to Reb Yossi, Mashkin can be metamor Euchlin mid Reisa. And now the Gemara brings this machlekes at length. And the Gemara says, the Sanya, because we learned in a Breis. But before we go into this Breisa, let us learn together a Pasuk in Parsha Shmini, which is basic to the understanding of our whole Blat Gemara. The Pasuk says in Parsha Shmini, Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, V'chol Kli Cheres Asher Yipel Mehemel Teichai, if there will be an earthenware keli into which a sheretz will fall into the space of this keli, Kol Asher B'Teichai Yitma, the Kli Cheres will become Tomei, it will become Erishin, and everything that is in the keli will be Mekabel Tuma from the Kli Cheres. What will be Mekabel Tuma from the Kli Cheres which became Erishin? The Pasuk says further, Mikol Ha'oichel Asher Yeyochel Asher Yovoi Olav Mayim Yitma. Any solid food which is in the keli becomes tummy. It becomes a sheni l'tum. And now the Torah says one phrase about which there are four different views in our Gemara how to learn it. V'chol mashke asher yishase b'chol kli yitma. If there is any liquid that is drunk in this keli or in a keli yitma, it shall be tummy. Let us see what this means. The first way to learn this pasuk, v'chol mashke asher yishase b'chol kli yitma, is that if there is any mashke in this kli cheres, it will become tamei, because the kli cheres, which is a rishon, is going to be metame this mashke. If so, we would have support from this pasuk that a mashke can be mekabel tuma min ha'Torah, but we have no support that a mashke can be metame something else min ha'Torah. It just says v'chol mashke asher yishase b'chol kli yitma, it becomes tamei. A second way to learn this pasuk is to read the word yitmo, also to read it yitame, v'chol mashke asher yishase b'chol kli yitame, that a mashke which is drunk in a kli, in other words, any mashke, it will become tummy and it can also be metame other things. What other things can it be metame? So since it says v'chol mashke asher yishase b'chol kli yitame, the Torah threw in here the word kli, we learn from here, according to one mandiyoma, that this mashke that becomes tummy and can be metame not only oichel, but can be metame in hatera a kli also. According to this mandiyoma, a kli can be metame mekabel. It can contract tume from a mashke, because we read asher yishase b'chol kli yitma, this mashke shall be tome, and yitame, it shall be matame yodiz, and it shall be matame what the kli that is written right next to the word yitame. That is a second view. A third view is b'chol mashke asher yishase b'chol kli yitame, any mashke that falls into this kli cheres shall become tome, and yitame, it shall be able to be matame others, but what other things? Only oichel and not a kli. In other words, we don't make this hekesh from the word kli to the word yitame. A fourth way to learn the pasuk is that this pasuk is not at all speaking about the possibility of a mashke to be makabel tuma from the kli cheres. The pasuk is talking about hekesh, and then we would read the pasuk like this: Mikol ha'oichel asher yo'achel, any oichel that falls into the kli cheres which is tamei. What kind of oichel which falls into the kli cheres which is tamei can be makabel tuma? Asher yovoi olav mayim yitma. If this oichel had first mayim, water, fall on it to make it mukshel makabel tuma. And the pasuk continues in that vein. V'chol mashke asher yishase b'chol kli yitma. If this oichel had water asher yishase, any mashke or water that is yishase b'chol kli, then this oichel can become tummy. If this oichel was mukshel kabel tuma, so we have two phrases here saying that the oichel must be mukshel kabel tuma before it falls into the kli cheres. And the Gemara will say, why do I need two phrases? Why do I need to say asher yovei olav mayim and chol mashke asher yishase b'chol kli? I need that to tell me that both, if the mayim that made the Oichel Mukhshel LeKabel Tuma came into the contact with the Oichel while it was Mechubel LeKarka, the Mayim was still in its pristine state in the Karka, it is causes the Oichel to be Mukhshel LeKabel Tuma, or if it's Hashay Shase B'chol Kli Yitma, even if it has been removed from the Karka and it's the Keli, it could also be Machshir, cause the Oichel to become fit LeKabel Tuma. But this Pasuk is not speaking about the possibility of Oichel to be Mekabel Tuma at all. Those are the four possibilities of learning the Pasuk. We will see it at greater length in the Gemara. Another din that is important to remember is the din that we see in the Gemara in Saita Daf Chavches that's brought on the first line of Taisus Daf Tazvav Amid Beis, that Safik Tuma B'Shus HaYochid is Tomei B'Shus HaRabi Mistar. The Gemara learns out from Saita that if we have a Safik whether or not something became Tomei, and that Safik is Noilad, it arises in a secluded area, we learn out there's a Gzeres HaKosev, if the Safik arises in a secluded area, then it is Tomei. If it arises in an area that is frequented by people, then it is Tohar. This din we see in Rashi in our sugya of Safik Tumah B'Shus HaYochid is Tumah. That is only if it's a Safik Tumah De'eraisa. If it's a De'eraisa Dika, it's a Torah like Tumah. But if it's a Tumah De'Rabbanan, a Tumah that the Chachamim were Geizer, then even B'Shus HaYochid, the Chachamim did not place the Gzeira on a Safik Tumah. We also know from the Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet from Hilchas Tuma Soichlin that not only is water Makabal Tuma, but there are seven mashkim that are Makabal Tuma, which are best remembered by the acronym Yad Shachat Dam, which is Yayin, Dvash, Shemen, Cholov, Tal, Dam, Mayim. Those seven mashkim, according to the Rambam Shita, are Makabal Tuma, and no other mashkim are Makabal Tuma. We are now ready to learn the Braisa. The Braisa says, Desanya Sofik Mashkin Li Tamei Tomei. If we have a Sofik, if certain Mashkim, certain liquids of the Sheva Mashkim became Tomei, in other words, a person who was Tomei, he stretched his foot in the area of Mashkim Toherim, and we don't know whether or not he touched the Mashkim Toherim. So if it's a suffix whether the Mashkim became Tomei or not, we say Tomei, we assume the Mashkim to be Tomei, since this is in Rosh HaYochid. And this Mandiyama says that the property that Mashka have, that they can become Tomei, is Min HaToyre, since it's a Tumah Deraisa, a suffix Tumah is Tomei. That we learn from Saita, suffix Tumah Rosh HaYochid is Tomei. But Letamei Acherim, but if it's a question of Sofik, if Mashkim were Matama something else, if a person had Mashka on a stick and he threw the stick among loaves of bread, and the question is whether this stick or the Mashke, the liquid on the stick, was Matama the loaves or not, over there the din is Tohar, the loaves are Tohar. Why? Since the din that Mashke can be Matama other things is only Midirabonon. Therefore, we say that a Sofik of this Tumah Derabonon of Mashke and Tame is Torah. The Chachamim were only Geizer by a Vadei Tumah, they were not Geizer by a Sofik Tumah. Divrei Reb Meir, this is the view of Reb Meir, because Reb Meir learns the Pasuk, V'chol Mashke Asher Yishose B'chol Kli Yitmo, it becomes Tame, but he does not read the Pasuk Yitame. V'chein Hoya Reb Loza Oime Kedvorov, Reb Loza concurred with the view of Reb Meir. Reb Yehuda Reb Yehuda says, Lakoil Tomei. In all cases, it is Tomei. In other words, even if it's a Sofik Mashkin Letamei, in the case where we have the stick with Mashkin on it, and we throw the stick Bein HaKikris, and it's a Sofik whether the Mashkin came into contact with the Kikris or not, the din is, because there is a Sofik Tomei B'Shus HaYochid over here on the Kikris are Tomei, because the din, the property that Mashka have, that they can be Matama other things, that is Matur, Min HaTur, because Reb Yehuda learns the Pasuk, V'chol Mashke Asher Yishase B'chol Kli Yitma. And Reb Yehuda learns not only can Mashke be Metame Oichlin Min HaTorah, but it can also be Metame Kelim Min HaTorah. As we said before, because we dash in the Pasuk, V'chol Mashke Asher Yishase B'chol Kli Yitame, that it can be Metame even a Keli. Therefore, Reb Yehuda says, Lakoil Tomei, it's Tomei for everything. In other words, even if it's a question if the Mashke touched a Keli or not, we assume that it did, because it's a Sofik Tomei D'Raisa in Rosh HaYochid. Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon Oimrim, Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon say, Lo Oichlin Temeim. If we have a doubt whether or not Mashke came into contact with food, foods, it is tamek, because that is a suffix deraisa, because it says in the Torah, Asher yishase b'chol kli yitamei, and here we see that mashke kumi matama other things. Which other things? Oichlin. We don't have any proof in the pasuk that the pasuk is talking about keli, because Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Shimon do not darshan that since the word keli is written next to the word yitame, it comes to tell us that mashkin could be matama kli. That we don't learn from this pasuk, and therefore like kelim tahirim, because the din that kelim can be makabel tuma from a mashke, that is only tuma derabbanan, but natira mashkin cannot be matama kli. So we have over here three views so far. Either mashkin could only be makabel tuma, they can't be makabel metame at all. That is a view of Rameya and Rebbe Loza. Or mashkin could be makabel tuma and it could be metame everything, even kelim. That is the view of Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon say mashkin can be makabel tuma and they can be metame oichlin, but they can't be metame kelim. Ask now the Gemara. V'sover Rebbe Loza mashkin misluhu tuma b'yoylam. Does then Rebbe Loza hold that mashkin have a tuma at all? In other words, that mashkin could be makabel tuma. Does then Rebbe Loza concur with Rebbe Meir that mashkin can be makabel tuma min atira? V'osanya we learned in a braisa. Rebbe Loza oime ein tuma le mashkin kalika. Rebbe Loza says mashkin have no tuma at all. And at this point, the Gemara is learning the words kalika means they don't have a din of tuma to be matama, something else min hatayra, and they don't have a din to be makabel tuma themselves min hatayra. Teda says, Rebbe Lez, I'll prove it to you. Shaharei heid Yosi ben Yoyeza ish Tzreda. Yosi ben Yoyeza, who was from Tzreda, he gave testimony to the Chachamim on a din, and he said, al el kamsa dochon. The first din he said has nothing to do with our sugya, but the both testimonies were said in the same Mishnah. Al El Kamsa, there is a grasshopper which is called El Kamsa. We know that the Pasuk says in Pasha Shmini that there are four chagovim, four grasshoppers that are permitted to be eaten, that are considered tohirim. And they are the Arba, the Solom, the Chagol, and the Chogov. And Yosi ben Yoyeza Ish Tzreda said that this El Kamsa, this type of grasshopper, it is similar to those four, to one of those four, and therefore is Dochan, it is Tohar, it is Mutter to eat it. And the Chachorim disagreed with him. This is a sugi in the Gemara, Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Zayin. It explains the dispute between Yosi and Yoyeza Ish Tzreda and the Chachamim about this El Kamsa, whether it is mutter to be eaten or not. But in any case, the second day this was, V'al Mashkin Beis Midbachaya Dochin, that those mashkin that are in the base midvachaya, in the slaughterhouse of the base hamikdash, in the place where they prepared the kabonis, where they shechted the kabonis, and where they skinned the kabonis, where there we have a lot of dam, blood, and mayim, water. So he said, mashkin be midvachaya dochen, that the mashkin in that place, the dam and the water, is toho. What is that edus, it would seem? It would seem that that edus is that the whole din of the tumma on mashkin is only midrabbonon. And therefore, in the base hamikdash, because it's a question of hefset kachim, they were not goyza tume on a mashke be mitbachai. And the Gemara now explains, Haniche, it is fine, we understand Rebbe Lezer l'Shmuel according to the view of Shmuel the Yoma, that he explains the words of Yosi ben Yoyeza ish Tzreda, that he said dochon, that it is toho, the mashke be mitbachai are toho. What does it mean they are toho? Miletame tume sacher. As far as the property that mashke have to me, metame something else. So there we say the mashke be mitbachai are dochon, they cannot be matama anything else, since the din of latama tuma sacherim to be matama something else is only midrabbanan. Is hey mamru ve hey mamru, they were not goyza the gzera in the beis hamikdash in order to not to cause hefsid to kachim. Aval tumas atzmon yesh lahem, but they have their own tuma. If they contract tuma, they are tummy. So then it is shapir, it is very fine. Because Yosi ben Yoyeza was saying that mashkin, like damin mayim, cannot be metama something else min atayra, they're only makabel tuma min atayra. And therefore Rebbe Lezer, when he said, ein tuma le mashkin kolika, he meant mashkin don't have any tuma at all to be metama something else. And why did he use the lashon kolika? Because, says Tosfos, he wanted to exclude from the view of Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says that mashkin could be metame both oichlin and Kalim, said Rebbe Lezer, ain't tuma le mashkin kolika. They have no tuma to be mashkin. Not only they cannot be matame kalim, mashkin cannot even be matame oichlin. So then it is fine. There's no steer in Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Lezer concurred with Rebbe Meir, who said that mashkin can be makabel. They can contract tuma, and he agrees with Yosi ben Yoyeza ish Tzreda that mashkin cannot transmit tuma. Elo min haTorah, that is. Elo leRav diyom haDochan mamish. But according to Rav, who explains the words of Yosi ben Yoezer ish tzreda, that it means mashke mitbeimet b'chaya is dochen, that it is completely tohor min haTorah. Not only that it cannot be metame anything else, but it is not makabel tumim min haTorah, and therefore in the mashke beimet b'chaya they were not goyzer exer that mashke no makabel tumim ma'ike lemeima. How do I reconcile the words of Rebbe Lazar? On the first line of our page, he said in the Tesefta that he agrees with Rebbe Meir that Mashke Mamakabel Tumim Min HaTorah, and in the Mishnah in Edyes, he agrees with Yosi ben Yoezer Ish Tzreda that Mashkin cannot be Makabel Tumim, they cannot contract Tumim Min HaTorah, if we go according to the interpretation of Rav. And says the Gemara, Omer Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, Achode, said Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, that which it says in the second line of our Omet, V'chein Hoye Rebbe Lazar Oymer Kedvorov, he agreed with Rebbe Meir, that was only on one of the dinim that Rebbe Meir said, that which Rebbe Meir said, that Mashkin Litamei Acherim Toho, that if Mashkin can only transmit Tumah mid Rabbanon and not min HaTorah, in that Rebbe Lezer was Oymer Kedvorov, he agreed with Rebbe Meir. As for the Gemara, the Hakidvarov, comma, but it says in the second line over here, V'cheinu Yerab Lazar Oima Kidvarov, Dinefishi, which is plural, the two dinim that Rebbe Meir says. What were the two dinim? That Mashkim are not Metame min HaTorah, but they are Mekabel Tuma min HaTorah. So he agrees with both dinim of Rebbe Meir. V'oid, and another question, it says V'chein Katani. It says in the second line of this Omid, V'cheinu Yerab Lazar. Rebbe Meir just said, Rebbe Lazar just said exactly like Rebbe Meir. And Rebbe Meir said that Mashkim is Makabel Tumah like Rebbe, is Min HaTorah, says the Gemara, Kasha. That is a difficulty. We know that Rashi says in Masechta Sanhedrin, the Fayim Beis Amud Aleph, in Dibur Hamasal Kasha, that where the Gemara says the word Kasha and the Gemara doesn't use the word Tiyufta, there is a teretz to this question, but it was a doichik, it was a forced teretz, and the Gemara didn't want to say that, but there is a teretz to the question. Whereas the Rashbam says in Masechta Bava Basu Dafnun Beis Amud Beis, that at that moment in the yeshiva when the question was asked, it wasn't answered. But there is an answer to the question. Says the Gemara Gufa, we learned before in the Machloikis Rav and Shmuel, Rav Oma Dochen Mamesh. Rav says that when Yosi ben Yoezer Ish Tzreda, who gave testimony about the Mashke Beimet B'chayim, about the Dam and the Mayim and the Beis HaMikdash, that it was Toho, that it was Dochen Mamesh, it was Mamesh Torah, it didn't have its own Tumah, it could not contract Tumah from something else, because the whole din of Kabbalah's Tumah by Mashkin is only mid Rabbanon, and in the Beis HaMikdash is Legozel. Shmuel, Omer and Shmuel said that what did Yosi ben Yoezer mean? Dochen miletamei Tumas Acherim. It's only Toho miletamei Tumas Acherim, that it cannot be metame something else to Mashkin in the Beis HaMikdash, because the din of Tumas Acherim, of transmitting Tumah from Mashkin, that is mid Rabbanon, and in the Beis HaMikdash Legozel. Aval Tumas Atzman Yesh Lahen, since min had the din of Kabbalah's Tumah by Mashkin is min haTorah, that the Chachamim had no power to remove. Rav Amadochin Mamish Kasova Tumas Mashkin Rabbon. He says the din that Mashkin on Makabel Tumah is only mid Rabbon. V'chigas Rabbonon. When did the Chachamim make the gzera that Mashkin on Makabel Tumah? Where did they make that gzera? Be Mashkin the Alma, in Mashkin in the whole world outside the Beis Hamikdash. Ube Mashkin the Beis Mitbachayo, but in the Mashkin in the Beis Hamikdash where they slaughtered the korbanis and they skinned the animals like Gaza. Because it's a question of Hefset Kachim. They didn't want Kachim to become nif. Therefore, they weren't going to the din of Kabbalah's Tumah Mashkim in the Beis HaMikdash. Shmuel Omer Dochen Miletamei Tumas Acherim. Shmuel said that they are Dochen Miletamei Tumas Acherim, that the Mashkim in the Beis HaMikdash are not metame something else, aval tumas atzmon yesh lehen, but they have the property of being mekabel tuma kasova. He holds, Shmuel holds, tumas mashkan atzmon de eraisa. That is mid eraisa, because it says in the pasuk b'chol mashka sheishase b'chol kli yitma. However, letame acherim derabonon, the koyach of mashke to be metame something else, that is only midrabonon. V'chigas rabonon b'mashken the alma. Where did the chachamim make that gzera? Only b'mashken that are outside the Beis HaMikdash. Abe b'mashke b'mei mitbachaya, Beis mitbachaya, the mashke in the slaughterhouse of the Beis HaMikdash, loy gozer over there, the chachamim weren't gozer because of hefted kachim. V'chi loy gozer rabonon. And what were the chachamim not gozer? Only something that was in their hands not to be gozer. Letamuya acherim
Achayrim that mashkim shouldn't be metama other things, since that property is only midrabbanon, heim omru veheim omru. They limited that gzera to outside the base midrachaya. Aval tumas atzmon, but the tumas atzmon of mayim and dam in the base midrachaya, that which they can contract their old tumah, yeshlan they have, because that's a din da'isa, and that the kachachomim did not remove. Says the Gemara, Omele Rav Huna bar Chinan Levrei. Rav Huna, the son of Chinan, said to his son, Ki Ailes Lekhamed Rav Papa, when you come before Rav Papa, Romele, ask him the following question. Mi Oma Shmuel, Dochen Miletame Tumas Acherim, Avo Tumas Atzmon Yesh Lahem. Did then Shmuel say, in explaining the words of Yosi ben Yoezer, that the Mashkin Beimit Bachaya are Tohar, as far as being Metame, other things are concerned, Abel Tumas Atzmon Yeshlehem, they have their own Tumah, in other words, they could be Makabal Tumah? He asks the question, Kori Khan, here I should read the Pasik, V'habosar Asheyiga B'chol Tumah Lo Yayochel. The Torah says in Parshas Tzav, Bosar of Kodesh, meat of a Korvin, Asheyiga B'chol Tumah, the Torah says, touches anything that is Tomei, lo yeyochel, that meat may not be eaten. Now, if Shmuel says that the Mashkim, the Mayim, and the Dam, and the Beis Hamikdash, and the Beis Mitzvachaya has its own Tomei, even if I don't have a posik that teaches me that something that Mashkin that is Tomei can be Metama something else, and out of the Beis Hamikdash, Mashkin that are Tomei cannot be Metama something else, Menat Torah. But in the Beis Hamikdash, if it's a question of Bosa Kodesh, we have a special posik of a Habosa Rashi Yiga Bechol Tomei, lo yeyochel. If Basa touches anything that is Tomei lo yeyochel, and therefore if Basa Kodesh touches this Dam or Mayim in the Beis Hamikdash, which was Mekabel Tumah, it has to become Tomei, because the Torah says Basa in the Beis Hamikdash contracts Tumah from anything that is Tomei, even if that thing is Mashkin, is a special Gzeres HaKosef. And since Yosi ben Yoezer Ish Tzreide is talking in the Beis Hamikdash, therefore with the question on Shmuel, how can he say that the Basa is the Mashke becomes Tomei and cannot be Metame? What would it be Matama? It would be Matama something in the Beis Hamikdash. In the Basar, in the Beis Hamikdash has to be Makabal Tumah if it's coming into contact with anything that is Tumah. And that's why the question is not on Remeir at the beginning of the Yom, because he wasn't speaking about Mashkin in the Beis Hamikdash. That is how the Rashash here learns. Omer Rav Shisha b'Rei de Ravida, said Rav Shisha the son of Ravida, Mi de Dehevei Aravi b'Kodesh. We have a similar situation by Ravi Bakodesh. We know Basar Hekdesh can go till a Ravi. It could become an Av, Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi, Ravi. If Basar of Hekdesh is a Ravi Bakodesh, and it touches another Basar of Hekdesh, which has till now been Tohar, that other Basar does not become Tomei. Now, if you're going to read the pasuk as you read, V'habasa ashiga b'chol tomei lo yeyochel, why should not the basa that was tohar until now become tomei? It touched something that was tomei. So I see this basa ashiga b'chol tomei is not universal. Sometimes we have a piece of basa that is kodesh, touches something that is tomei, and does not contract its tumah, because just like there would be a chamishi b'kodesh, which we don't have a din for. Also, we say, if the basa of kodesh touches a mashke, it doesn't become tomei, because mashke cannot be metami anoichel. Maske flora vashi. Ask Ravashi, on Rav Shishi b'Rei de Ravidi, what kind of question are you asking? Revi b'Kodesh lo yikri tomei. Revi b'Kodesh is not called tomei at all. It is called puzzle, because we said that anything that comes to the lowest level of tumah, that psug, that kind could come to, like chulin to a sheni, tumah to a shlishi, kachim to a revi, that is not called tomei at all. That is called puzzle. And therefore, the pasuk of Basar Ashiyiga b'chol tomei cannot apply to Basar coming into contact with Kodesh, which is a Revi, because that's not Tomei at all, that's Pasul. But hi, this Mashka of Kodesh that became Tomei, Ikri Tomei, even if it normally cannot be Metame something else, it is called Tomei because it is a level lower than the last level of Kedusha that Kachim could come to. So that is called Tomei. And if it is called Tomei, the Basar that comes into contact with it should be able to be Metame. Says the Gemara, Kasha, that is a good question. That is a question on Shmuel, and the Gemara does not resolve the question. Now the Gemara says questions on Rav. Rav said that according to Yosi ben Yoezer Ish Tzreida, that Mashkim cannot be Makabal Tumah at all min HaTorah. Ask the Gemara now a kasha on Rav. Toshma. The Posik says, V'chol Mashke Asher Yishose B'chol Kli Yitmo. It says very clearly that mashke, which is drunk in a kli, yitmo, that mashke should become tamei if it falls, if it comes into contact or falls into the kli cheres, which became tamei from the sheretz. So we see over here that a mashke can become tamei min ha-tzoyra. Answers the Gemara. Ma yitmo. What does it mean, yitmo? Hichshir. That it is machshir the yoichel. We have to read the pasuk as follows. Mikol ha-oichel asher yoichel, any oichel, any food, solid food, that falls into the kli cheres, becomes tamei from the kli cheres. On what condition? Asher yovei olav mayim. If this oichel became mukhsheb lekabel tamei, became fit to be mekabel tamei because it had come into contact with water, v'chol mashke asher yishase b'chol kli, or if there's a mashke which is drunk in any kli which came into contact with that oichel, also then yitmo, the oichel will become tamei. Ask the Gemara, hichshir, are you saying the chol mashke asher yishase b'chol kli is teaching me that the oichel must become mukhsheb lekabel tamei? Mereisha dekor shamislei. That we know from the beginning of the pasuk, it says mikol ha'oichel asher yochel asher yovoi olav mayim yitmo. So I know already that the oichel has to be mukhsheb lekabel tumah. How can this pasuk be telling me the pasuk of mashke asher yishase b'chol kli telling me the same din of hechsha? Again, mereisha dekor shamislei mikol ha'oichel asher yochel asher yovoi olav mayim yitmo. Answer the Gemara. Chad betlushin. The pasuk that says v'chol mashke asher yishase b'chol kli yitmo, according to the Rosh Hashia, that pasuk is talking about mayim telushin. That if mayim telushin, a mayim that is not in its state the way it's found in a pit in the ground, but it has been removed from its natural habitats from the ground, and now it is in a kli, that mayim can be machshir an oichel to be makabel tumah. V'chad, and the first pasuk, the pasuk says mikol ha'oichel asher yochel asher yovei olav mayim, that is b'mechuban. If an oichel falls into mayim which is mechuba, which is in a pit in the ground, and then as Tosfos here says it is removed from that water and it comes into contact with something tamei, then it is makabel tumah. So both if the hechsher is ayudei mayim tlushin or mayim mechuborim, it is makabel tumah afterwards. The soichel is makabel tumah. And the Gemara says utzriche, it was necessary for the Torah to tell us that both mayim tlushim and mayim mechuborim can be machshir and oichel to be makabel tumah. Why? The iash meinam betlushin. If the Torah would have only told us that mayim which is tolush from the kark, which has been removed from its original resting place, it has been removed from the ground, that mayim is machshir lekabel tumah mishum da'achshevinu, because the person showed that he attributes importance, chashivas, value to this water. He removed it from his place. He showed that this water he wants to use, it's important to him. Aval mechuborim, but if the water is in the ground still, he never removed it from the ground, emula, I would say he didn't show that this mayim is chashav to him. Such mayim are not machshir lekabel tumah. Ve'itonim mechuborim, if the Torah had only told me about mayim which is mechuborim, I would say mishum dekayim v'duchtayu, because this water is still in the natural place where the water fell from the heaven, from the geshem. Therefore, it is machshir lekabel tumah. Therefore, chashivi, if they're in the natural place, they are chashiv. Those waters are chashiv. Avot telushim, but water which is tolush from the karka, which a person removed from its natural habitat, emaloi, I would say such waters are not machshir lekabel tumah. Therefore, tzricha, I need an additional pasuk to tell me, even if it's talosh, it's mukhsheb lekabel tumah. So again, according to Rav, this pasuk, mikol ha'oichel asher yochel asher yolav mayim yitmo v'chol mashke yishase b'chol kli yitmo, is telling me nothing about water becoming tomei, but it's just telling me that an oichel can become tomei if it's mukhsheb lekabel tumah, both through mayim telushim and through mayim mechubah. That is how Rav learns the pasuk. The Gemara says now another kasha on Rav. Toshma, I will bring you a question. For a pasuk in the Torah, it says in the pasuk in the Torah, Ach mayon ubo mikvei mayim yiyah Torah. Toh, if there is a spring, or there is a pit in the ground, it's a collection of water, yiyah Torah, that water shall be Torah. So the Gemara at this point learned, what is the pshat yiyah Torah? Water that is a kosher a mikveh, that water cannot be Torah. Water that is a kosher a mikveh, that water cannot be tamei. That water always remains tahor. So what do I see from this pasuk? That only water of a mikveh, a water of a mayin, remains tohor forever. But there are other waters which can become tamei. So I see that water can become tamei min hatoira. And Rav says, according to Yosi ben Yoeza, that ein tumah lemashkim min hatoira kalika, that water can never become tamei. Says the Gemara, that is not the pshat in the pasuk. My yieto, what is the pshat yieto mitumasoi? It shall purify a person from his impurity. In other words, achmayinu bo mikvei mayim. If a person enters mayinu bo mikvei mayim, yieto, that person or that kli which is immersed in that bo mikvei mayim, he shall become toho. But mayim could never become tomei min hatoira. Ask the Gemara now. We, according to Rav, explain the pasuk of the chol mashke asher yishase b'chol kli yitme, that pasuk was talking about hechsher lekabel tuma, that mayim telushim asher yishase b'chol kli, that can be machshe an oichel of food to be makabel tuma. Ask the Gemara, how do you say that mayim, that are tlushim, can be machshir and oichel to be makabel tuma? V'ha omar Rabbi Yosi b'Reb Chanina said, mashkin beis mitbochaya, the liquids that are found in the beis mitbochaya. What liquids are found in the beis mitbochaya? Either dam of the korbanos or mayim, or water. If mashkin beis mitbochaya, loidayon shehein dochen, not only that they are tor, as Yosi ben Yoyeze Ishtreda said, Elo she'ein machshirim, the beimit b'chaya cannot be machshir other oichlin to be makabel tuma. We know that the ayin, that dam, that is, and mayim are two of the mashkim that it could be normally machshir oichel to be makabel tuma. And here he says that the mashkim beimit b'chaya cannot be machshir other oichel to be makabel tuma. Why is that? It would seem that he is talking about the mayim that's in the beis mitbachaya. And why is the mayim in the beis mitbachaya not machshir something else for kabel tumah? Because min hatira, mayim which are tolish are not machshir oichel for kabel tumah. That is, all the other mashkim that are tolish are certainly machshir oichel to be makabel tumah because they're always tolish. But mayim, there is a difference. Sometimes mayim is mechuba, is in the ground, and sometimes it's removed from the ground. If Rabbi Yosi Reb Chanina said that the mashkim Beimit b'chaya cannot be machshir something else, the only way we can understand this is because the din that the mayim are machshir, or that the mashke is machshir, is only midrabanan, and the chachamim didn't place the gzera of hechsher of these liquids in the beis hamikdash in order to not to be masid kachim. Now, with what can be the possibility that a mashke is not machshir something legabel tumah? The only possibility that the Gemara sees is mayim which is tolish. So the Gemara, he must be talking about mayim which is tolish. If so, we have proof that mayim which is tolish cannot be machshir and oichel legabel tumah. And that will be a difficulty on Rav, who explained the pasuk of v'chol mashke asher yishase v'chol kli yitma, that pasuk is talking about mayim tolushim. Answers the Gemara, Tir Gemara. Say, explain the words of Rabbi Yosi Reb Chanina not on the mashkim in the beimit b'chaya, but it is on the dam. When it says mashkim beimit b'chaya, although as Tosis points out, it is a lashon rabbim, it is not speaking about the mayim, it is speaking about the dam, and we're speaking about all the damim that come into the beimit b'chaya, and those damim are not machshir and oichel to be makabel tumah. Why not? Why are they not machshir? We know a dam is one of the liquid that is machshir and oichel to be makabel tumah, as Rashi brings an omid base from the Tosefta in Masechta Shabbos Perek Des, because it says v'dam chalolim yishter. From there we know the dam is a mashke. Says the Gemara, why? Because the dam of kachim is an exception to the rule. The Omer Reb Chiya Barabba Omer Reb Yochanan, because Reb Chiya Barabba said in the name of Reb Yochanan, minayin l'dam kachim she'ein machshir. How do I know that dam kachim an machshir an oichel to be makabel tumah? She'nema, because it says in the Torah, when the Torah says that one should not eat dam in Parshas Re'eh, it says do not loisech lenu, do not eat it. Al ha'oretz tishpachenu kamoyim. You should you should pour the dam instead of eating the dam, we should pour it on the ground like one pours water on the ground. And over here the Torah gave us a hekesh dam tumayim, and this pasuk tells us that dam has a characteristic like water, and that is, just like water is machshir and oichel lekabel tumah, dam is also. But when is dam machshir and oichel just as water is? Dam shenishbach kamayim machshir. Only such dam that we pour, we throw out, like we throw out water, that is machshir oichlin lekabel tumah. And here we turn to Dr. Zayin Amid Beis. But dam she'eino nishpach kamayim, dam which is not spilt out on the ground like mayim, in other words, it has to be received in a special kli, in a special vessel, eino machshir, that dam is not machshir. In other words, dam other than dam of a korban, when we shech the animal, we can allow the dam to fall on the ground. We don't have to receive it in a kli. But dam of a korban, we must receive in a kli in order to make the zrika with this dam. So here the Torah taught us that dam kochim is an exception to the rule that dam can be machshir oichlin lekabel tumah. Because the Torah tells us it must be dam which is nishpach kamayim. If so, when Rabbi Yossi b'Rab Chanina said, Mashkin beimit b'chaya loy dayin shehin dochen ela she'ein machshirim, that the mashkin of beimit b'chaya cannot be machshir something else lekabel tumah because there's no din of hechshir min ha'Torah. He wasn't talking about mayim tolushin. Mayim tolushin certainly is machshir min ha'Torah, and therefore there's no question of ras. He was talking about the dam which is in the beimit b'chaya, and that is not machshir oichlin because of a special gzeiras hakosov of ala oretz ishbachenu kamoyim. And now the Gemara continues with a question. Maskif lo Rav Shmuel Barami, Hare dam hatamtzis. You are saying that the pshat in Rabbi Yossi b'Rab Chanina, that mashke beimit b'chaya cannot be mashe, is speaking about dam. In other words, all the dam in the beimit b'chaya could not be mashe oichlin. Why is that? Hare dam hatamtzis. There is the dam hatamtzis. The dam hatamtzis is the dam that comes out of an animal after the shechita, after the animal is already shochot, after the animal is dead, the dam that oozes out. That is called the dam hatamtzis. So hare hadam hatamtzis, the nishbach kamayim, that dam we do not have to receive in a kli in the Beis HaMikdash. It's nishbach kamayim because that dam is posel for zrika, because the Torah says, Ki hadam hu banefesh yechaper. And from that pasuk, ki hadam hu banefesh yechaper, we learn only dam shanefesh yoytze by mechaper. Which dam is mechaper on the mizbeach? Which dam atones when we dash on the mizbeach? That dam which causes the life to go out of the animal, the life of the animal to be expired. However, the dam hatamtzis, that is not dam hanefesh, that is not mechaber, that is not used for zrika. If so, it's dam shenishbach kamayim. So the pasuk that tells us that lo yisachlenu ala oras tishbachenu kamoyim, that dam that is not nishbach kamayim is not machshir, that only applies, it would seem, to dam which is not dam hatamtzis, which is the dam which is not nishbach kamayim, but dam hatamtzis which is nishbach kamayim, it should be mukshel kabel tumah. So how can you say Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina said on the mashke beimit b'chaya that is not machshir, that he was talking about the dam in the beimit b'chaya? There was some dam there that should be machshir, which is the dam hatamtzis. Omalei Rab Zeira, said Rab Zeira. Rab Zeira answers the kasha of Rav Shmuel Barami. He said, Hanach l'dam hatamtzis, leave alone the dam hatamtzis. That dam is never machshir, even not if it's not hektish, even if it's not in the Beis HaMikdash. Da'afilu b'chulin lami loy machshir. Even if it's not hektish dicker type of blood, it's also not machshir. Why not? Why is the dam hatamtzis not machshir? We know we have a posik, the Torah says, v'dam chalolim yishte. And from this posik, the Gemara in Masechtas Nida, and the Makor is a Tosefta in Masechtas Shabbos, learns that dam is considered a beverage, so to speak, because it says v'dam chalolim yishte, it is a mashke. And that's how we know that it is matame, because anything that is a mashke can be machshir lekabel tumah. So why do we say that dam hatamtzis, even b'chulin, is not a machshir? Kiblo minei Rav Shmuel Barami. Rav Shmuel Barami was mekabel, received the pshat from Rav Zeira. He heard the pshat from Rav Zeira. The Yom HaRachmona, because the Torah says, Rak chazak levilti echoil hadam. Strengthen yourself not to eat dam, ki hadam hu hanefesh. And we dash in this pasuk, dam shahanefesh yoitzaboi, the dam which causes the nefesh, the soul, the life to expire, kori dam. That is designated, that is called, that is defined as dam. Dam she'ein hanefesh yoitzaboi. But the dam which does not cause the nefesh to leave, it leaves the body long after the nefesh has expired, Einoi kori dam, that halachically is not called dam at all. And therefore, when the Pasuk says v'dam chalolam yishte, and the Pasuk says that dam is a mashke, it is not talking about dam hatamtzis at all. So let us review once again. Rav learns pshat in the words of Yosi ben Eze Ish Tzreda, that said that mashke meibit b'chaya dochen. Rav learned pshat that mashke meibit b'chaya is dochen. It's not only dochen letame tumas acherim, that it cannot be metame something else from Natera, but the mashke meibit b'chaya could not contract tuma either, because there is no tuma to mashke min Natera, and exeira the rabbanon that mashkem are makabel tuma, the chachovim were not geizer in the Beis HaMikdash because of hefset kachim. If so, what do we do with the posik of echol mashke asher yishoseh b'chol kli yitma? That posik would seem to indicate that mashke does have tuma. So the Gemara said, according to Rav, that posik is not talking about tumas mashkin, that the mashke is makabel tuma, but that posik is telling us that a mashke can be machshir an oichel lekabel tuma. And why do we need two psukim? Because oichel asher yovei olav one is for Tolosh and one is for Mechuba. The Pasuk of Echol Mashke Asher Yishaseh B'chol Kli is telling us that Mashkim, which are Tolosh from the Karka, can also be Mashir and Oichel. If so, the Gemara asks, from Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina, who said the Mashke Beimit Bachaya cannot be Mashe, and the Gemara assumes that that is talking about the Mayim in the Beimit Bachaya, so we see that they cannot be Mashe. Why? Because the din that Mayim Tlushana Mashe is not Min HaToyra. So the Gemara said, no, that is, that din of Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina is speaking about Dam. That Dam Kochim cannot be Mashe because of the Posek of Allah Tishbachenu Kamoyim. Ask the Gemara, but what about the Dam HaTamsis? That is Nishbach Al Ha'oretz Kamoyim. So why can that not be machshir? Said the Gemara, Tam HaTamtzis is never machshir, even if it's not in the Mikdash, because it doesn't have a shem dam at all. And here the Gemara asks a new kasha on Rav, who says that according to Yosi ben Yehuda, Ish Tzreida, there is no din, or there's no tumah to mashke at all, min atayra. Mashke cannot contract and certainly cannot transmit tumah min atayra. And here the Gemara asks a new kasha on Rav. Rav learned pshat in Yosi ben Yehuda Ish Tzreida that mashkim cannot contract tumah min atayra. And here the Gemara asks a kasha. We know that there is a parsha in the Torah of tzitz, that the Kohen Gadol would wear a plate of gold on his forehead, and the purpose was to be noisa avoyna kadoshim. We'll soon see, but it atoned or made acceptable certain kabbanis that otherwise would have been unacceptable. So Toshma, we learned in the Braisa, dam shenitma, dam of kochim of a korban, which became tomei, uzerokai, and the Kohen, who should not have been Zoyrik this time because it was tummy, he dashed the blood anyway. B'shegeg horza b'mezid lehorza. If it was b'shegeg, it is acceptable because of the tzitz. The tzitz atones. B'mezid lehorza. If it was b'mezid, it is unacceptable. The Chachamim gave a knas here, although in Atayr there is no difference of b'shegeg or b'mezid. But the Chachamim said, since it was done b'mezid, therefore the korban is unacceptable, and that means the korban may not be eaten. The owner, the bailam of the korban, does not have to bring a new korban, because that would be chulin la'azor, and the chachamim didn't make a person bring chulin la'azor, a korban that he is not responsible for. It would be chulin into the azor, that would be an isum in hatayah. However, they said the korban may not be eaten. In any case, what do we see from this price? In this price, we see that there is a possibility for dam in the Beis HaMikdash to become tomei. And according to Rav's pshat in Yosi ben Yehuda, since dam does not have any kabbalas tumah min ha-Torah, and in the Beis HaMikdash we say mashke beimit b'chaya dochen, that since min ha-Torah there is no din of kabbalas tumah, the Chacham did not put a gzeira on that dam that it is makabal tumah in the Beis HaMikdash, so as not to be mafsid kadoshim, to cause kashim to become unfit. If so, how could dam be tumah in the Beis HaMikdash at all? Answers the Gemara, I'll tell you, midrabbanan. It could be that here we're talking about a tumah midrabbanan, but we said that according to Yosi ben Yehuda Ish Tzreida, there's no tumah derabbanan on mashkim in the Beis HaMikdash. So udaloik Rabbi Yosi ben Yehuda Ish Tzreida, this price is not going like Rabbi Yosi ben Yehuda Ish Tzreida. And Tosis adds, the Gemara could have said that this price is going like the host of Tanoim that we had on Daf Tzayin Amud Aleph, Rav Meir and Rav Shimon and all the Tanoim that said that Mashkin can be Mekabel Tumah Min HaTorah, but the Gemara wanted to say that it can even be going according to the Shita that Mashkin is not Mekabel Tumah Min HaTorah, but it is just different from Rabbi Yosi ben Yehezi Ish Sreida, in that this Braisa says that Mashkin can be Mekabel Tumah Mid Rabbonon even in the Beis HaMikdash. Tashma, the Gemara says, I'll bring you a raya from somewhere else. It says, Al ma hatzitz meratza, it says in the Braisa. On what is the tzitz meratza? On what does the tzitz atone? Al hadam. If there is blood, that as we will see became tomei in the Beis HaMikdash, and we need to dash it on the Mizbeach, and if it is tomei, it may not be done, and it was dashed bitoma. The ahabosa, or if there is bosa that became tomei. Now the tzitz cannot help to make bosa, which is tomei, permissible to be eaten. But Rashi says this is going according to the view of Rabbi Yeshua, that says that we may not dash the dam of a korban on the Mizbeach if the bosa is unfit to be eaten, if it became possible, for instance, biyotze, if it went out of its boundaries. So here we're saying if the basa became tamei, then the tzitz is meratze, that if we dash the blood with the basa tamei, being tamei, then it is still a kosher korban because of the tzitz. V'yal ha-chelev, or on chelev, which became tamei. Shenitmo, all these things became tamei, bein b'shoigeg, bein b'mezit, both if they became tamei out of ignorance, bein b'mezid, or if it was deliberate, bein b'oynis, if it was by accident, bein b'rotzain, or if it was done intentionally, bein b'yochid, if it was a korban of a private person, bein b'tzibor, if it was a public korban. First, let us see this din over here. Here we say that it says bein b'shegig bein b'mezid, that tzitz is meratza, that tzitz atot. It causes the korban to become acceptable. And in the braisa that we had previously, it said it's only atones b'shegig, but not b'mezid. Here Rashi says there's a machlekes later in our masechta how to reconcile these two statements. And one shot is that if the tome is shegig or mezid, it doesn't matter the way it became tome. But the tzitz is only meratza if the zrik as Hadam was b'shege in a forgetfulness that the dam was tummy. And another man, the Yoma, says just the opposite, that it doesn't matter in what state the dam was nizrik, if a person knew that it was tummy or not. The difference is how it became tummy. If a person was metameit b'shege in a state of forgetfulness, then the tzitz is meratza. But if he did it b'mezid, he was metameit b'mezid, then the tzitz is not meratza. And Rashi also says that the words over here of bein b'mezid and bein b'rotzin are superfluous. Mezid and rotzin, as far as being metameit adam is concerned, it is the same thing. But the braisa just has it because of the balance. The balance of oynis is rotzin, and the balance of shegeg is mezid. In any case, we have a great question over here on Rav. Over here it says again that dam could be mekabel tumah in the Beis HaMikdash. And according to Yosi ben Yehezi Ish Sreida, dam has no kabbalas tumah min HaTorah, and therefore there should be no gzeir in the Beis HaMikdash, as Yosi ben Yehezi says, and it should not be mekabel tumah even midrabanan in the Mikdash. And since the Gemara midrabanan, the tumah over here is not min HaTorah, it's only midrabanan, udeleike Yosi ben Yehezi Ish Sreida. And this braisa is not going like Yosi ben Yehezi Ish Tzreide. It's going like on some Tana who disagrees with him, who holds that dam is not mekabel tumah min HaTorah, it is only mekabel tumah min Rabbonon, and the gzeira de Rabbonon of Kabbalah's tumah by dam was applied even in the Beis HaMikdash. The Chachamim enacted that gzeira. And the Gemara continues with a new kasha and Rav. Toshma, v'nasa Aaron es havoina kadoshim. Aaron will bear with his tzitz that he is wearing on his forehead, that will atone, that will be machapa for a certain sin that is done with the kachim in the Beis HaMikdash, with the meat of Kabonis, or with the dam of Kabonis, it will atone. That's what the pasuk says. Now the question is, v'chi eza oven hu noise, which sin that is done with the kachim does it atone for? Im avoin pigel, if it will atone for the sin of pigel, what does that mean? That if a person was doing one of the four avoides with a carbon, one of the four services, the shechita, the kabbalah, the halacha, and the zrika, and at that time he had a thought that the flesh of this carbon will be eaten beyond the place allotted to it, beyond the place that it has been designated to be eaten, and that is pigel of chutzlim koimoi. Harek vanema, the Torah says, there is no way that such a basa on which there has been a machshava of chutzlum kaimai, that basa can become permissible to be eaten because of the tzitz. Because it says in the Torah in Parshas Kedoshim, lo yeratze, it is not atoned for. If the pasuk is speaking about avaynoisa, that a poor person had a thought when he was doing the avoda of the carbon, he had a thought that the basa of the carbon will be consumed either by someone who eats it or by mizbeach that consumes the limbs of the carbon, that it will be consumed by a person or the mizbeach chutz lizmanei beyond the time allotted, because some carbonus may be eaten within 2 days and a night, and some within 1 day and a night. And if a person had the machshava to consume it after the time allotted to it, that is also a pigle. Harekva nema. It says in the Torah, lo yechoshev, that it should not be considered as a kosher carbon. It cannot possibly be that the tzitz would be meratze on the pigle that has been caused by the person's machshava to this carbon. Ho'ena noise. It must be that the tzitz only bears whatever ella avoin tuma, the avoin tuma. In other words, if there is dam, as we saw before, which became tummy, and the dam was dashed on the mizbeach, so b'diyeved, the tzitz is meratze, it causes the carbon to be kosher anyway, even though the dam was tummy. Why do we say that an avoin tuma? Why don't we say that an avoin yaitza, for instance? If a carbon goes, if the dam of a carbon goes beyond its boundaries of the azar, it becomes tummy, and we may not dash it on the mizbeach. How do we know? Maybe the Torah was saying that the tzitz is meratze on that dam which was yaitza. Says the Gemara, no. Why do we say it's going in the pasuk of tuma, on the psul of tuma, shehutra michlala bitzibur? We see that the Torah made an exception in the din of tuma. The din of tuma is more lenient than other things because there's an exception to the din of tuma. Shehutra michlala bitzibur, the Torah made an exception in the case of a tzibur. We know that Gemara tells us later on Defiant Zion that the Torah says, b'mayadoi afilu Bituma. It says, V'yasu b'nei Yisrael as a Pesach b'mayadai in Parshas Bahalo Yisro, and that tells us, afilu bituma, that if there is a tzibur, they may bring their carbon even bituma. So since we see that tuma is chutra michlola, there is an exception to the prohibition of tuma, so if the Torah tells us that the tzitz atones for something, it must be for this tuma which has a certain leniency that other things like yotze don't have. In any case, what do we see from this braisa? That dam is makabel tuma in the Beis HaMikdash, because it says, ha'eda noise el avoin tuma, the tuma of what? The tuma of dam. My love, tumas dam. Says the Gemara, no, there is no proof that here this braisa is talking about the tuma of dam at all. Omer af papa, loy tumas kmotzim. It could be that the koimetz became tuma. We know by a mincha, which is one of the kabbonis in the mikdash, we take the flour and we take it and mix it with oil, and then the koyin makes a kemitza and he puts it into his fist, and after he makes the kemitza, which is corresponds to the shechita by a carbon, by an animal, he takes this kemitza and he places it on, he is makdir it on the mizbeach, and that is corresponds to the zrika of the dam by kabbonis, and that is matir that allows the rest of the mincha to be eaten by the kohenim. So if this kemitza became tomei, then the tzitz is meratze. If he was makdir the kemitza on the mizbeach, the tuma, the tzitz is meratze, it atones for that. Now this kemitza is not a mashke, it is a salad, it is a food, and Rabbi Yossi ben Yoyezi ish tzreda is maskim that it's mekabel tuma min hatayla. Says the Gemara, one more proof and one more question on Rav. Toshma, it says in the pasuk in Chagai, when Chagai tested the Kohanim at the beginning of the time when the second Beis HaMikdash was being built, and the Kohanim had been in Golos, they had been dispersed, and Chagai wanted to see whether they still knew the dinim, the laws of Tumah v'Tahara. He said to the Kohanim, "Hein yiso ish es pesach kodesh bechnaf bigdai." If a person is carrying the flesh of something that is Tumah, here the word kodesh, according to Rashi, means something that is defiled, that is tummy, as we find in the pasuk in Melachim, kodesh haya ba'aretz. There was something that was defiled in the land. And the word kedusha sometimes means just the opposite of what we call kedusha. In any case, hein yisa es besar kodesh. If a person is carrying the flesh of a sheretz, which is tummy, bichnaf bigdai, in the corner of his garment, v'noga bichnafoi, el halechem, and with this sheretz that it is in the corner of his garment, he touches bread. So the sheretz, which is a mav, touched the lechem, which is a rishon. The el hanozid, the lechem, according to Rashi's pshat in the sugya, the lechem, which is a rishon, touches the nozid, a solid food which is cooked, which becomes a sheni. The el hayayin, the nozid, which is a sheni, touches the yayin, which is a shlishi now. The el hashemen, the el shemen, and the yayin touches the shemen, the oil, which becomes a revi. The el kol machal, or if the yayin does not touch the shemen, but it touches any other food, hayikdosh, will it become tomei? Will the last in the chain, the shemen or the kol machal, will it become tomei? Vayanu akoyanim vayoyimru loy. The koyanim answered and they said, no, chagai hanovi, it will not become tomei, because a revi bakoydesh is not tomei. The Omar Rav, and Rav said to this posik, Ishtabesh Kahane, that the Koyanim over here, they erred, they failed the test that Chagai Hanavi gave them, because they should have said that the last in the line, the Shemen, which was last in the line, which is a Ravi, Bakoidesh, they should have said that it is Tomei, because Bakoidesh a Ravi becomes Tomei. In any case, what do we see from this posik according to Rav? That Yain and Shemen are Mekabaltum. Rav said before, in explaining Yosi ben Yezer Ishtreda, that Mashke are not mekabel tumah in the Torah, and even though they're mekabel tumah in the bidrabbanan in the mikdash, they're not mekabel tumah. And here it says the yain and shemen are mekabel tumah, and it's difficult in any case. Either you'll learn that the yain and shemen are mekabel tumah in the Torah, that's certainly difficult enough. And even if the pshat mechagi is that it's mekabel tumah in the bidrabbanan, Rav said in Yosi ben Yezi Yisrael that it's ain mekabel tumah kolika even in the bidrabbanan, it's not mekabel tumah. Says the Gemara, midahu taima ela l'Rav. We are only here asking our question on Rav. Rav by Mashke Beis Mitbach Hayatoni. Rav until now was all learning Pshat in the Brais in the Mishnah of Yosi ben Yezi Ishtreda that he was made al Mashke Beis Mitbach Hayadoch, and he reads in the Mishnah Mashke Beis Mitbach Hayah in the slaughterhouse in the Beis Hamikdash, in the place where they skin the animals, in that place where there is dam and mayim. So he said the dam and the mayim in that place is not Makabel Tumim in the Torah, and the Chacham did not act the Gzera on that dam and mayim. But the mashkim that are by the mizbeach, mizbechaya is the targum loshen for mizbeach, that is metame, that can become tumim midrabanan. Although mashkim are not mekabel tumim in atayr, but they are mekabel tumim midrabanan. And the chachomim, although when it was a question of dam and mayim in the Beis HaMikdash, they did not enact the gzera that dam and mayim are mekabel tumim in the Beis HaMikdash, but shemen and yayin are mekabel tumim in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara that we will begin with in the next year, Yetz Hashem, will at length discuss this test that Chagai Hanavi gave to the Koyanim of his time.